From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. As if we needed a reminder with this record-breaking heat, it's summer. School has been out for a few weeks, and right about now, many parents are starting to panic. What am I going to do with my kids for the next 2 months? Well, hopefully today's show will offer a bit of help. Today on Oregon on the Record, we'll check in with the City Recreation Departments in Eugene and Bend and get a read on what activities are still open for kids and young adults. Yes, it's true that many programs filled up months ago, but there are still opportunities open to the public. Both of our guests will talk about these programs, but also talk about the fact that summer camp and summer activities are so much more than just a thing for kids to do when school's out. In so many ways, summer programs are a great extension of learning that kids get the other 9 months of the year. I'm Michael Dunn, host of Oregon on the Record. In my household, when our kids were younger, there was this tension between how happy they were that it was summer vacation and how stressed my wife and I were to try and find things for them to do. Often, when June and July rolled around, we began to panic and wonder if we missed on opportunities back in the winter or spring to sign our kids up for activities. Today on Oregon on the Record, you'll hear from the cities of Eugene and Bend and get a read on what's still possible for anxious parents and rambunctious kids. Chelsea Guidry, the Recreation Program Supervisor for the Amazon Community Center as part of the City of Eugene. Thanks so much for coming on and talking to us.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to start really by just kind of asking what's available through the City of Eugene, through the various community centers like at Amazon that are still available if parents want to sign their kids up for activities this summer?
Yeah, we have a lot of summer camps happening for youth here at Amazon Community Center, also over at Sheldon Peterson Barn and Riverhouse Community Center, and through our Youth Empowerment Program. Mm-hmm. A lot of those are full right now, but we've got some cool stuff that sort of drop in and free opportunities for youth as well. Okay. One of the things that I'm very excited about is the Youth Empowerment Program is hosting some summer day trips for youth ages to 12 to 15. And then for their caregivers, they also have some really fantastic seminars coming up in July and August through the Triple P parenting curriculum, all about raising teenagers and navigating some of those more exciting and interesting years for raising the kiddos in your life. So yeah, yeah. That's a great opportunity for both youth and for adults.
Nice. Talk more about the Youth Empowerment Program you just described, because that's perhaps I didn't know about that. Talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, there's a lot of really exciting stuff happening with the Youth Empowerment Program. All of the folks that are coming to any of our community centers for services have an opportunity to develop what we call an inclusion support plan. So we have some really amazing staff with the YEP program that talks to caregivers about how we can best include their kiddos that have medical or behavioral or social emotional needs in our programs. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that really important work, they do some really fantastic youth development through trips and finding ways to keep youth engaged with the community, but also they have what we call a counselor in training program where they've got youth who are maybe interested in working as a recreation leader for summer camps in the future, and they come join us and practice leading games and facilitating activities. So there's some really awesome job skill development opportunities for youth through the Youth Empowerment Program as well. It's a really cool deal.
Nice. You mentioned too that while a lot of programs are full right now, there are some sort of walk-up opportunities. Can you talk a little bit more about some of those?
Yeah, I would love to. I think a lot of people in the Eugene community might be familiar with the Fun for All program that operates out of Peterson Barn Community Center. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be happening 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays at Acorn, Brewer, Peterson Barn, and Slodden Park, and Food for Lane County shows up to those activities as well, just to help with any food insecurity that families might be experiencing, so folks can get food access, and youth under the age of 18 can come and play games and have a free camp opportunity that they can just walk up and join.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What are some of the most popular programs that the city runs through summer? What are the big hits, if you will?
Yeah, I'm going to brag a little bit about Amazon Community Center here. We have a really fantastic partnership with Free Shakespeare in the Park. Mm. Their performance this season is The Tempest, and they're going to be outside of Amazon Park doing free performances for the community every Saturday and Sunday in August, starting at 6 p.m. So bring a blanket, a picnic lunch, some lawn chairs, come and hang out and get some fun arts exposure. We also have a farmer's market at Amazon every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with great produce and flowers and meats and eggs. And across the city through recreation, if you go and search for the free events calendar through Eugene Recreation online, you mm-hmm. can get information about mural tours, neighborhood yard game sites, movies in the park, all kinds of really cool stuff that's going on.
Very cool. Very cool. Let me reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking with Chelsea Guidry. She's the Recreation Program Supervisor at Amazon Community Center as part of the City of Eugene. Gosh, you know, obviously back in 2020 with COVID, a lot of the summer programs just couldn't be held because of safety reasons and whatnot. Are things really all the way back in terms of kiddos and parents, you know, signing their kids up for summer activities at the city?
Yeah, that's the ever-present question, right? I think that things are still coming back, but of course, as many of the listeners might feel, they are forever changed as well in both some challenging ways and some really positive ways. I think we're starting to see a lot of excitement for people year after year increasing with wanting to get back involved. Our wait lists for camps are increasing, which is both great and is showing us that there's a lot of interest and opportunity for us to provide more camp and more fun activities for folks. Here at Amazon, we actually just wrapped up yesterday our recreation leader staff training, and the energy and the excitement and singing Rattlin' Bog and Joe and the Button Factory and playing fun camp games together. I think that the excitement from staff is really starting to pick up as well. And the pandemic is in the rear view behind us in some ways, but still ever present in a lot of other ways. And we're just excited to see how it continues to develop year after year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, in addition to the great opportunities you just talked about for kiddos and stuff, I'm wondering too, are there still opportunities for maybe, you know, older kids, young adults who are looking for sort of part-time summer employment through the recreational and camp and other types of opportunities you just described? Or is that pretty full right now as well?
It is pretty full, but we always have opportunities that pop up in the middle of the summer when folks' schedules change or we need people to sub in. We're also sort of knee deep right now in our fall programming, but people who might be thinking about things they would want to do in the winter and the spring, classes or workshops they would want to teach through recreation, our door is always open to talk about that. And I would still encourage folks to apply because we do check on those applications regularly, especially as we get towards the middle of the summer and maybe more need pops up.
Sure. You know, Chelsea, my last question for you is, I realize sometimes it happens where you know, kind of summer sort of creeps up on people and they're like, oh, shoot, I wish I would have, you know, maybe signed up earlier because obviously things fill up quickly. Is there, you know, kind of recommendations for folks thinking about next summer? Is there like a really good time where if you can, you know, jump online and register, you know, at this particular month, that's the best time to be able to assure that your kiddos are going to have a, you know, kind of their first choice or the slots that they want to occupy for summer camps or other activities?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we encourage folks to do. I think definitely staying connected to your community center that's local to you throughout the year. Don't ever be afraid to call up and check in with us when the next registration day is. Go into your recreation account and make sure that your email notifications are set, that your emails your emails that you get from us won't end up in your spam folder because we send a lot of great information about when lottery activities open. We had a lot of lottery activities for the summer this year, and we'll continue to do so for next year as well. Some lottery activities coming up for the fall. So stay connected to us, check in, come in and grab the rec guide every season and get active on your account and make sure you've got those notifications turned on.
Good advice. Good advice. Well, Chelsea Guidry, the Recreation Program Supervisor at Amazon Community Center as part of the City of Eugene, really appreciate you coming on and talking with us and giving us this great information.
Thanks, Michael. I hope you have a great summer.
You too. Bend is in many ways Oregon's playground, and our next guest will tell you about some great activities for kids to do in that community this summer. Julie Brown, Community Engagement Director for the City of Bend Parks and Recreation Department. Thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, like many places, you know, parents are looking for activities and safe places for kids during the summer. So I just kind of wanted to open up with talk about what the City of Bend can offer.
Yeah, you know, I'm a parent too, so I know how summer sometimes can sneak up on you.
Sure.
And maybe you didn't plan for quite as many activities to keep kids as active as you'd like to. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we provide a lot of opportunities for various ages as well as interests. And the really good news is we still have space available in lot of our programs. So we, you know, like so many others, we open registration in March, mm-hmm. but if you miss that particular timeline, there's still opportunities to register even right now for things that we're offering this summer.
Okay. And like, what are some of those things?
You know, we have a lot of different camps. We've got full day camps as well as partial day. Mm-hmm. So partial day might be the type of activity. Maybe it's an hour or two, or maybe it's a half day, mm-hmm. or obviously a full day is going to be more of your 8 to 4 or 5 p.m. period of time. But we've got everything from sports camp, art, outdoor adventure type of areas that are, we're taking trips to, mm-hmm. a lot of the key places in Central Oregon with kids. We'll go rock climbing at Smith Rock, go whitewater rafting down the Deschutes River, or just floating the river and having some fun in some water.
Yeah.
We also have cooking classes. We have Lego robotics. We do some animation and how to make a music video. So mm-hmm. we really try to tailor our offerings for a variety of different interests that people may have, as well as different ages of children.
Okay. You know, I imagine obviously when the pandemic was in full stride and a lot of things had to shut down, are you seeing that the parents and kids have returned in the same pre-pandemic numbers? Are people, I imagine, excited to be able to get out and do things?
Yeah, when we look at our registration and interest now compared to pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. it's been really interesting to see we're higher even than we were before the pandemic.
Wow.
And even during the pandemic, our ability to offer as many things as possible was kind of consumed by the community as quickly as we were able to offer it. Mm. So we didn't see necessarily a softening in the demand for mm-hmm. our offerings, but certainly now that we're able to, be at full capacity and have the staff that we need and the locations that we need, we see a lot of really good interest. You know, I mentioned that we opened registration in March, and we had more than 6,000 camp registrations in the first 2 hours of that first day.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of demand, and, you know, it's good. It's good for children to have engaging activities in the summer. It's mm-hmm. good for them to meet new friends and have new experiences. And mm-hmm. obviously for working parents, there is a great benefit to having children have some of those places to be.
Sure. Are there still opportunities, what I would call walk-up opportunities, like maybe not so much signing up in advance, but that maybe a parent or guardian is like, boy, I have something I need to do. I'd love to have some place where I can bring my kids. Are there opportunities like that where you can kind of sign up day of?
We don't necessarily have many of those walk you up for a day of camp registration. Mm-hmm. We certainly have a lot of opportunities to go visit, you know, the swimming pool, the Juniper Swim and Fitness Center, mm-hmm. and enjoy a recreation swim in the afternoon, mm-hmm. or at our pavilion skating rink. We have roller skating in the evening. So we do have a lot of those drop-in spur of the moment activities, but not necessarily for camp purposes. Okay. But I would also share that for older kids, you know, maybe 12 to 15 year olds, we have some teen volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. We have a junior lifeguard program or a junior swim aid program or some kind of camp counselor and training opportunities with our art camps and other camps. Mm-hmm. That is a pretty cool opportunity for some of those older kids to still help out with a camp. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're too old to participate as a camper, but it's giving them some good experience that they might be able to use when they are old enough to get a summer job.
Sure. Well, and that leads me to my next question. Obviously, you know, camps and those things are labor intensive and they need young adults and whatnot to staff up. Are there also, you know, job opportunities that still might be available as part of the Parks and Rec Department for these kinds of summer camps you've been talking about?
You know, we are fortunate that we are pretty well staffed up for our summer camps at mm-hmm. this point. That certainly has not necessarily been the same situation in the last few years. But this year, we've got, for the most part, our camps are all fully staffed. But you never know when somebody might have an opening. So it's always a good idea to keep an eye on some of those job opportunities. In the other part of our work in park services, with, you know, the growing season and landscape needs, we actually do have some job openings over there. Okay. That, you know, typically are really important in this summer time frame. So, sure. So yeah, some of those camp programs, I just recently was involved in an orientation for some of our summer staff members. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, a few hundred people that we have to hire wow. to be a part of summer camps.
Wow, great. Julie, you know, my last question for you would be this is, you know, some parents may, you know, either maybe, you know, some things aren't available for this summer, but they want to look ahead to next summer. And you talked about March. I mean, is that kind of the sweet spot in terms of thinking about, you know, you wanting to sign up your kids for a summer program, especially perhaps like an all day camp? Is that the good time to really be hitting the city website and looking for those opportunities? Is that kind of the sweet spot for where parents should be thinking about for summer activities?
You know, I think typically March is a pretty common time for at least starting to plan out the summer. You know, certainly there are things that are going to come up in the summer that may end up shifting the need some, but I think March is a pretty good time to start thinking about that. You know, one of the things that we have on our website that's been very helpful for families, we have a few different ways that you can search for summer camps. One of the ways you can look for it is week by week of the summer. Hmm. You know, we have about a 10-week summer. So if you know it's really that fifth week of summer and that's the one that you're looking for, you can filter and just look at the camps that we're offering that week, or you can look at them by your child's interest or their age. So we're trying to help parents in a few different ways. And that summer camp finder with the week by week guide has been something that's been pretty helpful. And that's another reason that, you know, if you were not the parent who, you know, started thinking about that calendar and filling it in March, it's not too late. You know, our kids just got out of school last week. So sure. I'm still, you know, counting it in 1 week of time that we haven't been in school. So certainly if there's others that are in that same situation as me, there's still opportunities even for this summer.
Great, great. Well, Julie Brown, the Community Engagement Director for the City of Bend Parks and Rec Department, thanks so much for coming on and giving us all that great information.
Thank you.
Before signing off today, we did want to toss out a few ideas for people of all ages to consider for summer activities. All of these can be found on KLCC.org's The Shortcut, including the Second Friday Art Walk in downtown Springfield, where you can celebrate local artists, musicians, and merchants, And then in Bend, at the Hayden Holmes Amphitheater this Friday, acclaimed Oregon folk rock band The Decemberists will be in concert along with The Head and the Heart and The Rat Boys. And in Eugene, also this Friday, at the Bell Concert Hall, the Oregon Bach Festival Chorus will present The Sacred Veil. All this and so much more summer activities are available at The Shortcut at klcc.org. That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to dive into a critical topic that has placed a small city in Oregon directly into the crosshairs of American law. The Supreme Court recently ruled in favor of the Grants Pass case that allows cities to make camping illegal and, by extension, some argue, homelessness illegal. You'll hear from a colleague of mine at Jefferson Public Radio who's been following this story, as well as a law professor, about what this could mean for every city in Oregon. We also want to ask your help in a series of shows coming up in a couple of weeks. Fire season in Oregon is now a permanent season, like spring and summer. We're going to do a series of shows about the men and women on the front lines who fight these fires and the managers and organizations that develop the battle plan to protect land, structures, and people from wildland fires. We want to hear your questions for this series. What do you want to know about firefighting strategies? How can we become more fire resistant? And why does someone become a wildland firefighter? Send us your thoughts to questions@klcc.org and we'll put them to our guests. I'm Michael Dunn, and this has been Oregon on the Record from KLCC. Thanks for listening.